Hey everyone, it's Taylor Ree and welcome back to Mental Fortitude Daily. Today, we're diving into something that's incredibly common, yet often feels like a personal kryptonite. Self-doubt. Ever feel like you're constantly second-guessing yourself? Like a little voice in your head is whispering, you can't do this, or what if you fail? Yeah, we've all been there. It's like that annoying roommate who just loves to bring the drama. But guess what? We're gonna learn how to kick self-doubt to the curb and reclaim our confidence. Self-doubt can be a real buzzkill. It can stop us from taking risks, pursuing our passions, or even just speaking up in meetings. But here's the thing, self-doubt is not your enemy. It's a signal that you care, that you want to do things right. But when it starts controlling your life, it's time to take action. So, how do we navigate this treacherous terrain? Let's break it down into 5 key takeaways. 1. Acknowledge and accept. First things first, stop pretending self-doubt doesn't exist. It's like trying to ignore a leaky faucet, eventually it's gonna cause a bigger problem. Recognize those feelings of insecurity, even if they feel embarrassing. Once you acknowledge them, you can start working with them instead of letting them control you. 2. Challenge your inner critic. You know that voice in your head? The one that says you're not good enough. Well, it's time to call BS on those negative thoughts. Ask yourself, is there any real evidence to support these claims? Are you basing these beliefs on facts or fear? Often, our inner critic is just a bunch of unhelpful stories we tell ourselves. Start questioning those stories and replacing them with more positive and realistic ones. 3. Focus on your strengths. We all have talents and abilities that make us unique. Instead of dwelling on what you perceive as weaknesses, take time to celebrate your strengths. Remind yourself of past successes, big or small. When you focus on what you're good at, it boosts your confidence and helps you overcome those self-doubt demons. R. Set realistic goals. We've all been there, setting ridiculously high expectations for ourselves only to feel defeated when we fall short. This can seriously fuel that self-doubt monster. Break down big goals into smaller, more manageable steps. Celebrate each victory along the way. It's all about progress, not perfection. 5. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. Everyone makes mistakes and faces challenges. Instead of beating yourself up when things don't go as planned, acknowledge the setback, learn from it, and move on. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a friend going through a tough time. Picture this. You're about to give a presentation at work, your heart is pounding like a drum solo, and those familiar doubts are creeping in. What if I forget what to say? What if everyone thinks I'm an idiot? But instead of letting fear take over, you remember these key takeaways. You acknowledge those feelings, but you don't let them define you. You focus on your strengths, your knowledge of the topic, your passion for your work, and your ability to connect with people. You remind yourself that it's okay to make mistakes, everyone does. You take a deep breath, step into the spotlight, and own it. You can do this. Self-doubt is a common obstacle, but it doesn't have to hold you back. By embracing these strategies, you can build your confidence, overcome those mental hurdles, and achieve amazing things. Remember, you are capable, worthy, and deserving of success. Now go out there and rock it. Make sure to share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing these words. You never know, you could be the catalyst for a friend or family member's breakthrough. And don't forget to leave a review on your podcast app. It helps others discover the show and spread the message of mental fortitude. Until next time, keep pushing forward, keep believing in yourself, and remember, you're stronger than you think.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.